Welcome back to PCA 2024 here at the beautiful Las Vegas Convention Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Not in the scorching summer, but here in a new era of PCA and sitting with none other than one of my personal favorites, one of our favorites here at Cigar Group Coalition, John Huber of Crown Heads. John, how are you doing?
An introduction, Barrett. Thank you so much. Always good to see you, boys.
The pleasure is always ours, John. And, you know, just really, it was really nice to be part of the opening day seminars yesterday. And it was really great hearing you tell some stories about your incredible partnership with Ernesto. We've talked so many times before about your amazing relationships and partnerships, like with Tim, of course, and of Ernesto and other manufacturers as well. And so it was really great hearing some of those stories and everything. But
yeah, it was a miracle act of God that actually made it to that panel, because they were promoting it and everything for like a week ahead of time. Long story short, I was supposed to connect through Austin, and I had a 45 minute to connect to get to Vegas. I was delayed a half an hour out of Nashville.
Oh, goodness.
So my window of time was, I was like on the phone with Southwest going, what's the backup plan? You know, and I was like, oh, they're going to kill me. I'm not going to make this thing. But by the grace of God, we flew into the same gate that we flew out of. So saved my butt. So I made it just with about 10 minutes to spare.
That's absolutely. That sounds like my travel day. We won't bore our viewers with it, but the President of the United States delayed my start to getting to Vegas.
Don't even get me started.
He was the Air Force One wouldn't take off on time.
Don't even get me started.
So, but we digress here with it, but a couple of exciting projects, obviously, coming back. I first want to talk about something that was a limited production that I was always really excited about. Always love to go to events. You always bring something special to those people that do events with you. The blood medicine. Now going to regular production. So what went into the decision? And tell us a little bit about that project in general.
Not actually regular production. That's a limited edition that we're doing.
Okay. Excuse me.
So initially, blood medicine was a gift with purchase event only cigar. And then I started getting a lot of feedback from people that, hey, where can I find it? How can I get it? And if they weren't getting a blood medicine event, they're not going to get it. So I was like, let's do something a little different. And so we changed the Vitola from a 550 to a 652 Toro to give it a little more mass appeal. And we did a limited production run in, I think it was 10 or 12 count boxes. So that's coming out. It's going to ship the first week of April. We actually oversold it, but it'll be out there very shortly.
That's fantastic. With this limited edition, so you said how many boxes were going to be manufactured? Do you know?
1,500. 12 counts, because the math was 18,000 sticks. Yeah.
So I want to, you know me, John, I always like getting the story. What went into the name with blood medicine?
It's a great story, actually. Initially, the cigar, the event only cigar back in 2000 and whatever, was called Snake Oil. And it was just a spin on like the old snake oil salesman and everything. And it was just kind of a fun tongue in cheek thing. We shortly thereafter got a cease and desist on Snake Oil. Didn't know. And I changed it to blood medicine. The reason I did that is in Nashville, down on Lower Broad, there's a restaurant that a friend of mine runs. It's called Merchants. And it was an old pharmacy in Nashville built in, I want to say 1875, somewhere like that. And so when they took this over, then they converted it from a pharmacy to a hotel. And then from the hotel, it kind of went dormant, and then they made it a restaurant. So in this restaurant on the third floor, they still retain some of the exposed brick wall, and it has that original name, Blood Medicine, still visible on that wall. So I went down the rabbit hole and I just kind of discovered the history of that building. I'm like, blood medicine, that fits really, really well. And so it has a connection and a tie back to Nashville, which I really love. And I've been friends with Max Bolberg, who runs Merchants to this day. And so yeah, it just made sense.
I love how you always tie in the history. Like there's so many unique things and unique stories that you bring to the cigars that you've created, and that the stories span from all over the place. But I like how a lot of times, a lot of them come back to Nashville. And Nashville is very important. It's very centric. Even even the incredible partnership you did with Altadis and Monte Cristo, Ciudad de Musica, which I think was a culmination of honoring Nashville and honoring your partnership with Ernesto and what you have done for that city. But again, building on what Tim and his family did, Nashville is not known as a cigar bed, but it should be.
We're working on it.
It should be with what you've done, because what you've done is incredibly important.
Thank you.
So speaking of your partnership with Ernesto, the Coronetta is something new that you're offering. We had the opportunity to smoke it at the opening gala.
Okay.
Talk to us a little bit about this project.
So Coronetta actually was something that was done, final, ready to go back in spring of 22. And at that time, it was just the Habano version. I worked with Raul Disla, Gustavo Cura at Noxa in Nicaragua. And I had everything done from the blends, the vitolas, the primary bands, everything. And then we made the decision to hold on that and release La Beretta. I was initially going to release Coronetta and La Beretta last year together, but we thought they would kind of clash and maybe, you know, cannibalize each other. So we said, okay, we'll put a hold on Coronetta. And then they moved the PCA up to March instead of July. So I'm like, oh, we're in good shape. I already got the dishes done for this, right? And then Mike Condor asks me, like, hey, is there something else we could do with Ernesto for the 24 show that won't necessarily cannibalize Coronetta? So I gave it a couple of days thought, and I'm like, well, yeah, let's do this. We'll do a Maduro version with Ernesto. We'll keep the Habano version. We'll have one brand, two different expressions, two different factories, two different countries.
Yeah.
And so then I was tasked with pulling that all off. So I went from a place of like being well ahead of the game.
Comfortable.
To like, I'm really under the gun now. And yeah, that was not something I really want to try to do anytime soon.
I'm going to say something here, John, but I think please take it for the compliment that it's intended to be. I think where you've always been at your best is in an uncomfortable position.
Right.
You know, being uncomfortable doesn't always necessarily have that negative connotation, but you kind of thrive under pressure. You kind of thrive under the challenge, the weight of bringing something. I mean, Dave talked about it yesterday in the panel you were part of. How do you communicate to Ernesto, and then therefore, how does Ernesto put this in expression to a cigar? I want this measure of this song specifically translated into the form of a cigar. But I love that about you, and it never ceases to amaze me how that vision that you start with ultimately results in exactly what you wanted it to be. So
I work with talented people from the factory level to my graphic designer Wade. And my sales team that I surround myself with, everybody that I'm surrounded by makes me better than I am, you know, and I hope I can do the same thing in reverse a little bit sometimes. But, you know, like you made a comment about pressure, and I'm like, I always think like pressure is a privilege. That's a saying that I think it holds true. It's like no pressure, no diamonds. Pressure is a privilege. And I do feel like if I'm not feeling like pressure to do something, that I'm not at my best. So I'm like, this was a high challenge for me to do. And I think we pulled it off really well. But again, I can't take credit for it because it was involving two different factories.
Yeah.
It was involving a box maker in the DR, Tony Gomez. It was, you know, cigar rings and all these people that come together to make what you guys see here at the show. I mean, it takes a cast of thousands.
I was going to say, it may start with your vision, but it's ultimately wrangling everybody's talents around you.
Correct.
That you've recruited. And to,
for the most part,
to really put things together.
I got blessed to work with Ernesto,
yeah.
You know, or even with Noxa, with, you know, Gustavo Cura. That's like a full circle story because Gus was really instrumental in introducing Mike and I to a lot of people in Nicaragua when we were looking for a manufacturer to start Crown Heads. You know, we didn't know it was going to be Ernesto at the time. So it's nice to come back in full circle, work with Gus and Raul Disla, whose brother I used to work with, Esteban.
Yeah.
When we were back in the CAO days, Esteban was one of the key guys in the factory level. So it's all a very kind of interconnected, intertwined, nice story, really.
Yeah, it's a family tree that's ever expanding, but also very well interconnected too. So it's a web of all things. So, well, John, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about your latest projects and continue to tell the story of these visions that are coming to life right before us. And congratulations again on two stellar releases.
Thank you.
When should we expect to see them to the marketplace?
We are anticipating shipping. I'm going to say April, but it's going to be more like mid to late April.
Okay.
All the production of the first two orders of the cigars have been done and aging, which is the good news. It was more the materials that were the delay. This project specifically, a secondary band, had to do it's a long story, but those will be done by the end of this month. And so that's the last piece of the puzzle that's missing. So, yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for your time, John. A busy trade show ahead of you. It looks like you're already underway with some great sales happening around us and behind us.
It's
a good energy.
Yep.
And we'll keep up PCA 2024.
Thank you.
John Huber of Crown Heads, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.